Warning, the following contains biblical content, raw gospel, sudden and spontaneous worship, and something not preached everywhere, the Word of God. This is church formatted for the internet. Coming up next, now here they are, saints on a mission from God.
Father, we just thank you for today. And we personally stand in awe of you because you are beyond words. Father, I just pray that all that we do today would bring glory to you and show all the listeners, all the people that are hearing this, know how awesome you are and how you deserve to be worshiped continually. So we just yield all of ourselves today. We're all in for you, God, today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, Don, would you like to set the stage?
Okay. This is an Eyewitness News special report from the hill country of Ephraim during the time of the judges. I spoke with a woman named Hannah, who was childless until she prayed, and Eli the priest blessed her at Shiloh. She then had a baby boy and dedicated him to the Lord for lifelong service. The boy, named Samuel, has just been weaned, and as she has promised, Hannah gave him to the priest. I asked her, "Hannah, I can just imagine how you felt when God granted your desire to be a mother, the joy and happiness you felt. But now, to give up your child, how are you doing now?" And she told me, "I'm a bit bewildered. I was not sure the priest would take another boy, as his own sons have turned out pretty wild. But I know God is in control, and I did as I vowed. He will live in the holy tent, in the presence of the Lord for the rest of his life. He will become a priest and minister to people. God has been such a comfort, and even gave me a prayer that reflects his promises. Part of the prayer is he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the trash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. He will guard the feet of his faithful servant. He will give strength to his king and shall exalt the horn of his anointed." I said, "That's beautiful. So you think he'll become a king?" "Actually, the prayer says God gives strength to the king and exalts the anointed. Both kings and priests are anointed. So I think my little Samuel will be a great man, associate with royalty, but best of all, he will be anointed of God for ministry. He may not be wealthy, but he will change history. In a sense, that's true for all of us. We are raised for more than we are, and to serve at God's throne. All of God's people are guarded, given strength, and anointed with the Holy Spirit." Then I asked her, "But you'll miss your boy, won't you?" Hannah replied, "Of course, but I'll visit him regularly, and he will know he is loved by his parents. But even more importantly, he will know he is loved by God. I think every one of us is loved by God." We have several commentators who will give us further analysis of the situation and Hannah's prayer. We welcome Pastors Sandy and Kevin to our studio. Actually, it's their studio.
Welcome. This is Pastor Kevin, and our podcast for today is entitled simply Hannah. And we find out it isn't such a simple story after all. We'd like to thank in advance Liz and Maddie for their music and in our worship time. And of course, Don and Sandy for being here. And our special guest, Hannah herself, brought to you by the MP3 Bible, for her powerful prayer. And remind us, Lord, that all Scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And that caught my spirit this morning when I read that. Training in righteousness. And it goes on to say, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable and equipped with that training in righteousness for every good work. And how do we apply that? Hannah applied that. We can apply it in our meetings for a righteous outcome, or our meetings just by happenstance at a restaurant or wherever we go. Scripture today is out of 1 Samuel, where we find obedience is better than sacrifice. Would we like to communicate with our sacrifices or listen to his voice? And always remember that the Lord does not judge as we do. Now Hannah is here with a powerful opening prayer. A word from Hannah.
My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, as I delight in your deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds, and he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust. Yes, from a pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king. He increases the might of his anointed one.
Elkanah and Hannah had to return to Ramah, so we recorded her prayer earlier today. Sandy, your thoughts?
I think about Hannah, and I'm just amazed of her committed life of worship, where she would go to the temple. And in those times, Hannah was barren. And Elkanah's second wife, Peninnah, would just shame Hannah on a daily basis because she was barren. But Hannah stayed committed to the Lord and worshiped. She would go to the temple and she would worship. And finally, her prayer was answered with Samuel. And that silenced Peninnah. But what is so exciting about Hannah is that she was a worshiper her entire life. She worshiped through good times and bad times. It says in Hebrews 13:15, offer up continually a sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. Worship is not a song we sing. Worship is a life we live. We don't wait for the answer to worship. We need to thank the Lord all the time. One of the keys is what you look for, you will find. Being thankful continually when we search for Jesus and focus on gratefulness, we'll see more things to be grateful for. And I heard this message on Sunday, and it was transformational for me because of being thankful. People out there that are listening, think of those things that ask God to show you what you need to be thankful for. And guess what? He will show us what those things are. And he'll be clear, and he will, as Pastor Kevin was saying, about he will rebuke us, he will correct us, but his goal is for us to become more like him. And that's the goal. And so what I had done that day was I asked the Lord, what do I need to be thankful for? And I shared that with Pastor Kevin before we started this podcast. And I realized that being thankful, as Hannah was, frees each of us to be all that God created us to be. And he created us to be worshipers and to stand in awe of him. And I'm thankful. I've started being thankful for all parts of all my day. And I see where it's changing me on the inside, in the spirit, that I need to be thankful. And he says, hey, that's my boy. That's my son, Sandy. He is thankful. And I love you, Jesus. I do. And I want to change. I want to show people, as Hannah did, faithfulness, a faithful worshiper. Because worship is not a song we sing, like I said before. It's a life we live. Because we were created to worship. We were created to offer our sacrifice of praise. And that's what we're going to be doing in eternity when we're in heaven. We're going to be worshiping God Almighty and seeing Jesus on the throne. It's like, I can't wait. But we can have that right now. And that's why I'm excited about the story of Hannah, because she exemplifies through good times and bad times, it's how necessary it is to worship and to give thanks to God. And she was vindicated. Her prayer was answered. And she had Samuel, and Samuel was such a godly man. And it's like they said, well, you know, it's hard for me to give up. I love that prayer, give up my son. But I get to see him continually every time I go to the temple. Thank you, Lord. So we need to keep Amen. Going to the temple.
Beautiful.
Don, do you have any closing thoughts?
I am impressed with Hannah's prayer in terms of the similarity to Mary's song about Jesus.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And one of the things that they have in common is a very basic biblical principle that, frankly, I didn't see for years and years, and then it suddenly struck me. There is the principle of inversion, and that is where the great become poor, where the poor become great, where the wealthy become poor. You know, over and over again in various ways, you have this inversion
Right out of Hannah's prayer.
That's right.
Right, right. So that's one thing that struck me. But thank you so much, Sandy, for your comments. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm as I began being awestruck, I'm just thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for Kevin. I'm thankful for you, Don. I'm thankful for the ability to share our Father God and his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, because it's so freeing. And whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. And I want to be free to worship him, because the enemy is always out there trying to say, who do you think you are? And I always have this answer, as I told Kevin this morning too, as I said, yep, I am a child of God. That's who I am. And that's who I stand, because of his righteousness I stand in complete with him, in him.
And that I am a child of God is exactly who they were talking to in 2 Timothy about training in righteousness as we become more like Jesus. And that's a scary thing. I mean, there's so many disproportionate amount of events and situations that are opposed to be trained in righteousness.
Yeah.
And we have to basically go to the altar, go to the temple, go to your closet, go for a walk with your dog. You have to get away and seek God's voice.
Kevin.
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God, is what it says in Psalms 46:10.
Yeah, being still and staying in his presence is the best place to be, and I know that. In his presence is fullness of joy.
Yep.
And just coming here, I hope you folks that are listening can feel the joy that we have right now, being in his presence and being with each other. It is, words don't work. They just don't work.
We should always realize, as we've been talking about here, that we are not alone.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord.
That we are not
Amen.
Alone.
You
that,
are, we are not.
When we come in those situations where unrighteousness confronts us, that we are not alone. We can draw on righteousness to overcome.
Like he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. and I will hold your hand, and I will put my arms around you. I will shadow you in my wings with my arms up on high. That's everything, knowing that we're not alone. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, as Sandy said, worship is not a song, but the life we live.
Amen.
So let's now just quiet our souls, quiet our spirits, and listen for his word as Liz and Maddie sing, I Am Not Alone.
When I walk through deep water,
Maddie has just a heart for God, and she just sings out, and that's her gifting too. She's in music theater. It was we went to a musical last night. Was it Xanadu?
Xanadu.
1980s thing with music, and she was one of the nine in that cast that did that. The whole it was downtown Duluth. It was a little scary walking there these days.
That's where I live. Be careful.
But we went. It was an invitation showing. It's like a $50 ticket normally, but this is their dress rehearsal, and they invite all their friends. So you just stand at the door, and at 7:15 they let you in. It's in the North Shore Theater that they rebuilt, reconditioned, and it's just, you know, that old-fashioned theater with the big balcony and scrolling on the side and murals and with the latest high-tech lighting and sound. I sat right behind the sound guy.
Of course.
While he was doing that. But the big thing is that everything was just crisp and clean. The costumes, the lighting, the timing on everything that the actors did. You know, they'd go into song, you know, like they do in musicals. But right after the actions of the woman turns and walks away, and, you know, they sing the song "Don't Go" or something from the 80s, and it sounded just like the original song. I mean, these are UMD students, local actors. And they did such a wonderful job on that. And you could tell everybody on that cast was just having a ball. I mean, you know, they loved their part. They loved to goof around a little bit beyond that part. And it all came out to a great thing. Definitely would be worth the $50 ticket. But
wow, sounds wonderful.
But that was wonderful. But that's Maddie's background, and then she sings with Liz at our church on Sunday.
I wish I because they did a segment on it on Channel 10. You know,
they did.
Yeah, they did. And hearing what you said and what they showed was not the same. I mean, if they would have had them singing and actually doing a part of it.
Oh yeah.
But they just kind of missed the boat. I mean, after hearing you talk. That's what they should have done, is they should have focused on an actual number as they were performing. You know, they should have done that, and they didn't do that.
But they could have, they could have embellished a little more.
Yeah, they could have, they could have done more. So I'd like to see a picture of Maddie so I can see what she looks like.
So I'm bringing you the eyewitness news, not the eyewitness. Impersonal relaying of information.
I'd much rather listen to you, the eyewitness news. And I like that approach, the podcast with the eyewitness news and the story of Hannah. And I thought it was so timely, me going to, you know, I guess I got to be careful because it's like, you know, I should give the credit to Danny Stone for some of those statements I made, because they were just so impactful about Hannah's life, you know, and worship. Worship is not a song we sing. Worship is a life that we live.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's, wow.
And it shows in whatever you do. These actors, they were definitely showing, I would say, worship in their dedication to perfection, you know, rather than just sliding by.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm always lifted up when we do these things. And I like it because we can each bring, I mean, the Lord speaks to each of us all during the week and like every day. And it's like, as we listen to him, I believe we keep bringing that. And that's like you saying, Kevin, I think it's getting better because we're staying in tune with him more, and we're listening and we're saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. That was a song we used to sing. Remember the yes, Lord, yes?
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yeah. And I love it. I love it. The Lord giving me that word, the life, you know. Love is freely engaging. And we should be freely engaging and loving people that we meet. You know, it's like every encounter that I have, I'm always ending a conversation when I talk with people on the phone or whatever, and I'm always saying, well, God bless you, you know. And I really mean that, you know. And it's like, I'm just doing better and better because he is, as Liz said before she left today, because he orders our steps.
Right.
And all our ways acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will guide and lead us. It's real freeing, isn't it, Don? I mean, it's freeing. It's like,
it is.
It is.
It is.
I mean, it's
it
like,
freeing.
Thank you, Lord. You know, it's like, I just want to just say, ow, I'm excited.
And that's, it's not something you can go to a textbook and learn.
Oh,
you know, like training in righteousness.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing you're going to say is, you know, I can't be holy. And if you think you can, then you have a problem. But, but God said, you are holy because I am holy.
That's right.
You know, and he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then what's that song that comes from verse is to pick up your cloak of righteousness.
Yeah.
It's laying there waiting for us.
Wow.
Because he has made it possible.
Yeah. His word is just alive. Just as Kevin was saying, something he wrote down in 1988. And is it still pertinent today? Yes. You're going to read that? Yeah. Why don't you read that, Kevin? It's like...
This happened inside a brand new 1988 Chevrolet Silverado extended cab, bright red, you know.
Bright red,
And it wasn't an idol. but I believe in, it was the first, I think one of the first vehicles I bought.
New.
Anyway, the radio was not on, but this is what spoke from the speakers, and I got rid of the
speakers.
They weren't on.
I believe it.
I got rid of the truck later on because I didn't want somebody to make a shrine out of it.
Ooh.
If you will not tell them, how will they know that there is beauty, joy, and life in abundance in my presence like they have never known?
Wow.
And that came right out of the speaker, plus visually into my head. I thought I was going to run off the road. That
wow.
I have it circled in my notes here. Beauty, joy, life, and abundance came in many colors and sounds that are beyond repeating. I mean, I couldn't. That's how I defined it, but it was...
There's no way you could replicate the beauty and the sounds.
No, nope.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
No, when you words. Know it's, no words to put in that one little paragraph. Right.
So he shared that with me. That's why I'm glad he got it out and shared it with you too, Don.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So that's what we were trying to do today.
Well, what do you think?
Using scripture.
All scripture is inspired.
Is inspired. That's what it says.
Yeah. And it is, and it's alive.
And occasionally we're inspired.
Yes.
Amen.
And as we go, we should be inspiring other people. Our life should be, as we're worshiping him and loving him, it should spill over, just like you were saying, abundant.
Abundant, right.
Abundant above all that we could ask or think. Yeah.
Pure Gospel Network is an intergenerational, Christ-centered, not-for-profit internet mission church. A network of believers from many different backgrounds who are passionate about reaching out to others. Your Voice in the Wilderness, a church online since 98, now known as PGN.Church, operates 100% on your tax-deductible donations.